The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Sports Conference Championships in the NFL this weekend. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. No need. My bookie, no need this week for me to reload because I won. I won every goddamn game pretty much. And took home about 23 hundo this weekend. Looking to make a lot more. Bob, some of these numbers are shocking here.
Like what?
Chiefs plus 3.5?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, they're a road team. They're a road team.
They're a road team. But wouldn't you put that at 3? Just looking at it Vegas-wise, isn't that what they typically do is 3? Like, it's that hook that gets me.
Right.
Never really do that.
Where, like, you get scared. I don't know what that tells me in terms of anything other than I don't care because I'm betting the Chiefs' money line.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Honestly, jack it up. Make it 4.
Yeah,
make it 5.
Do whatever you want. Whatever you want. For me, though, we'll get to all of that in a second. My excitement lies today within the announcement that Jim Harbaugh will be the coach of the Chargers.
They're going to win a Super Bowl.
Fucking God. They're not going to win a Super Bowl.
They're going to win a Super Bowl.
No, but they'll be a good team.
Herbert. They have a top 6-7 draft pick?
Top 7 draft pick. Look, their defense is great. Herbert is great.
They're going to get a receiver. Eckler
is great.
Or actually, you know who I saw projected to them by Kuiper, I think?
Who?
In his first projections.
Who do you got?
They weren't taking a receiver. They were taking Brock Bowers.
Tight ends.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Who
out
is,
of,
you
out
know,
of Georgia.
He's kind of the next Kelsey Kittle situation.
He's the only offensive star off that Georgia team, and he's very good.
Yeah.
Excellent tight end out of Georgia down there. It's not bad. I think for me, if you're all going quarterbacks at the top, which is what I'm hearing more and more.
I think the first 3.
Yeah.
Like that. But the Cardinals are 4th, and I think that they're projected for Harrison.
For Harrison.
Yeah.
And then the others are looking to take quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
So that means it's 7. I could probably get Malik Nabers if he's there. Like, why not take him? But I guess they took the kid from TCU last year to match up with Keenan Allen. So
yeah, they might not even tier. And honestly, Bowers, I mean, he's fucking nuts. And look, I mean, you know, the best receiver on, well, we'll get to it, but maybe the best pass catcher on the Niners is Kittle. Definitely the best pass catcher on the Chiefs is Kelsey. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, look, it's not bad, and I think people moving to that model, even shift on over the Bills. Dalton Kincaid was fantastic.
Yeah,
his rookie year.
I think a lot of offensive coordinators see that that's where the best mismatches are coming from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like either a linebacker or a safety on a tight end.
Because the athletic prowess now of these fucking tight ends is the same as a receiver at this point. So what do you do? Do you take the tight end before the receiver unless he's all world like a Marvin Harrison or something like that? It might be the move. Because right now, if you have a great tight end, chances are you had a great goddamn year.
Two goddamn completely very good receivers already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And one of them we'll talk about later for Detroit, Sam Laporta.
Mm-hmm.
That's their number one up there. I mean, they're going to him every fucking down, it feels like. So, besides the backfield, I don't even really know who the receivers are besides Jameson Williams up there. Detroit?
Amon-Ra?
Oh, that's right.
St. Brown.
It's that name, dude. It's it feels like the fourth item on a French menu that you're kind of, you ask the waitress if you should get it. Like, that's.
I like that his first name is like an Egyptian god or something, and then his last name is Catholic. They were just slapping shit together on that name.
Oh, boy. I'm going to read off Kuiper's top 10 here, because this got released yesterday. Now, these are just his top 10 picks, not necessarily where they should go or will go.
Yeah.
Just his personal top 10. 1, Caleb Williams out of USC. I think that's fair.
That's fine.
I think if you need a quarterback, look, Dan's not here today. He's doing a suicide prevention panel in Las Vegas, which will be broadcast on normal Drinking Bros podcast, YouTube.
Which ironically, for us saying that we like Caleb Williams, he would tell us to kill ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's hosting that panel.
Yeah.
I think he's a superstar. I'd love to have him down in Atlanta.
I think he's going to be good for sure.
So do I. And just with his movements, his movement alone will make up for any size issues, if you had size issues with him, in my opinion, because he's able to shift in and out of the pocket so quickly. That guy's amazing. Number two, they got Marvin Harrison Jr. I've got the same there. Top two are...
Yeah.
That's where I live.
He's probably the most gifted player in the draft.
Three is where I've got some disagreement here. They got Drake May at three.
That's so weird. It just... Who knows? You know, I thought Josh Allen was weird when he was taken so high.
Right.
You know what I mean? I watched him a little bit in college because Missouri played him and stuff like that. But like, yeah, I mean, who's he going to be really? Is Drake May going to be a Josh Allen or is he going to be a Mitch Trubisky?
Give him time too, because Josh Allen coming out of college and then even the first couple of years in the NFL, kind of bad. Low key, really bad. And then he turned it around.
Yeah.
Who?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah. I remember the odd thing is I watched him play in college and I thought he was going to be really fucking good.
He had
the arm and he could run like that.
Yeah.
He could always run like that. And a huge body, obviously, but the only issue you have with a guy like that is playing at Wyoming. Is the competition level high enough for an NFL team to take a flyer on him? Because we saw what happened with Trey Lance up in San Francisco, who's now a backup down in Dallas. You know,
Jordan Love. Ain't played nobody, Paul.
No.
I mean...
Fucking Utah State.
Patrick Mahomes at Tech. They were 6-6 every year.
Yeah, but he was at least at Texas Tech, and you're playing competition where...
Not on defense. I mean...
Who's Drake May playing at three here?
Well, I mean, the ACC...
I would put Big 12 defenses of Mahomes' era roughly on the level of quality of ACC defenses now.
And we kind of slept on the ACC this year. They had a better record against the SEC than anyone else, I think.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Again, I look at Sam Howell out of UNC, same with him. He looked fantastic up until his junior year, decided to stay, not really sure why. He should have just went pro on that shitty team, and we didn't really know how good he could or might be. I thought he looked pretty goddamn good for Washington, but who knows what Washington is?
Yeah.
Such a fucking tough call. Whereas at number four, he's got Jaden Daniels. That's where I have him at three in my draft.
I think it's just that, I mean, and it's like total, like, I think Jaden Daniels just doesn't have a very big body of work, right? Drake May has been doing the same thing for at least 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and this is Jaden Daniels kind of
coming out party.
Only year, yeah. Right? So, and he had insane weapons.
Yep.
So, I don't know. That would be my main knock against Jaden Daniels is a lack of body of work. Because he wasn't good at Arizona State.
He had plenty of body of work. It's more, it's like the last year has been totally different than what he was before.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the progression of Jaden Daniels this year.
But Joe Burrow had the same, by the way. Not very good that first year at LSU and then just absolutely set the world on fire the next year. So who knows? Next up is that wide receiver, that Odunze kid, Rome Odunze. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, I think you got it.
All right, we go. Out of Washington, excellent. Not his fault in the national championship that his quarterback couldn't throw the ball. God, he was wide open. And if, again, go back and watch that tape there, he destroyed the DBs out of Michigan. So even that helped him at least. You know, the fact that it was the quarterback.
Yeah.
We were like, all right, nothing we could do here, bro. I agree with that. He's great. I might swap him out, though, for six, Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Tough to say.
I'm good either way. I think you're probably getting a good dude either way.
Yeah, I'd probably move him up to five, though. But either way, if that's shit, those three receivers in your top six, Jesus Christ. Number seven is Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. Also very, very good. And look, I know it's not a sexy pick, but tackles are
you need them.
Completely fucking necessary. You fucking and they'll need last them. Forever if they're good enough. So I understand it. He's got Brock Bowers at eight.
Yeah.
On the big board here. Don't know the offensive tackle's name here at Penn State at nine.
Try
Olumyiwa Fashinu or Fashinu or whatever the fuck it is.
I think you stuck the landing. I think you're good.
Who knows?
It's better than I would have expected.
Probably. Probably. And then Dallas Turner, the outside linebacker at Alabama at 10. That makes sense as well.
Only one defensive player in the top 10.
That's it.
This is a sexy draft.
It's a very, very sexy draft. Where is it this year? Do we know? I think it's in
Detroit,
an unsexy city.
I think it's
city.
In Detroit.
Is it?
I think it might be.
The sexiest draft in an unsexy city. I like it. I like it. If it's in the dome, or is it outside? It's going to be April.
Yeah, it's in Detroit in April. Okay. 25th to 27th. It should be warm by then. It should be fine.
We'll see. We'll see. Might want to have it in that dome, brother.
Probably going to be inside, I imagine.
I would imagine. Right?
I mean, they had it in Kansas City last year.
It was beautiful.
But that, you know, you run a risk in the Midwest, no matter where you are, of something, you know, fucked up happening.
But Detroit's up north. I mean, that's up there. So we'll see. But either way, it's going to be a fun draft to watch here. Can't wait to see the Falcons pick. Super stoked that Harbaugh is not there. Heard a rumor regarding Belichick.
Seems like he's the dude.
Seems like he's the dude down in Atlanta, but for a very odd reason. Apparently, and Delco, you can take this for what it's worth. Maybe you've heard the same thing. Philadelphia did make a call to him. Dallas did make a call to him.
Yeah.
However, he said, I'm done with dealing with these fucking markets, these huge markets and these reporters and all this other shit. I dealt with it in Boston. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I want to go to Atlanta where nobody's going to fucking bother me.
Smart. And honestly, I know.
Fair enough.
Maybe, super fair enough. Because, I mean, look.
You mean the people that were keeping them in check? Like, if you give Belichick full access and full control of your organization and roster, it isn't good long term.
He's not there long term. He's 72 years old.
What do you mean long term?
He's going to blow up the fucking roster.
He ran the Patriots for 20 years.
24 years.
And he sucked at the end. He was terrible.
He sucked for the last like 2 years?
He won 6 Super Bowls, man.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm telling you.
One out of every 4 years.
His drafting, though, in the last like 5 to 10 years has not been good.
He won a Super Bowl 5 years ago.
They also spent like $150 million last year on weapons for the Patriots. On like nobody.
I don't know that was him though. That was where that rift started.
That's
with
fine.
Kraft.
That could be him. That could be him. And if you don't trust him running the team now, that's fine. But you cannot say it's an insane thing to say that if you let Belichick run your team long term, it's going to be bad because he's only ever run one team long term, and it was like the best run in the history of the NFL.
That was Tom Brady, baby.
Oh boy. We'll find out. Look, that's the good thing about Belichick leaving, and I think that's part of it. Brady left, won a Super Bowl. Can he leave and do the same? And then I think their legacy is forever tied together. Because right now, Brady's got the leg up.
Yep.
And I think if Belichick wins one more, he'll be like, okay, cool, fuck you. It was both of us.
It was, this was this is like after Shaq and Kobe divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shaq got another ring in Miami.
And then it was Kobe's turn, and then you were like, oh, all right, well, both of them were equally great, and there was never another question after them.
Less
so. Look, Shaq would have stayed in shape that entire time. They probably would have won 7 or 8.
Jesus Christ, man. Shaq was just like, I like burritos better than
the fact that Kobe couldn't motivate him is hilarious.
I mean, how many fucking championships did he win when he was in the best shape of his life? Zero.
Yeah, but he was on turd-ass teams in Orlando.
No, he wasn't. Orlando was great. Him and Penny?
Him and Penny, and who else?
You sleep on, like,
Horace
the
Grant
athlete.
Was down there.
Yeah, but you sleep on the athlete that Shaq was in Orlando.
Yeah,
he was
a freak.
Insane.
He was a freak, man. It's just he got beat by better teams, and there's nothing you could do about that at that time. So, you know, I look, it's not his fault. Wasn't that the end of the Jordan era?
It was the middle of the Jordan era. So he actually beat Jordan in the playoffs in his comeback year, the shortened comeback year, and the year before that, I think they lost to Houston in the finals. So he lost to Hakeem in '94, or '95.
So I mean, it's you know, two of the greatest players of all time,
right?
It's tough. Just wrong era. He got his 4 rings. He's good.
Yeah,
he's fine.
He did all right.
He's fine at the end of the day. There, Doc Rivers agreed to coach the Bucks.
Hooray!
What a weird decision, man.
It's not great.
Weren't they? Didn't they have a winning record?
They were 30-13.
Apparently, the clubhouse was a nightmare.
Okay,
and it was a rookie head coach. He wasn't doing a good job. They just
30 and 13.
Is Dame the problem?
You know what? I wouldn't have said that up until this last offseason. Now I'm definitely saying that.
That'd be heartbreaking. Could be.
He was a fucking asshole all off summer, so who knows, man. Yeah.
I'm just coming out here with spicy takes today.
Why not? Who gives a shit, dude? This is it for us, right? We got 3 games left in the NFL season. It all comes down to this. I'm still wearing the fucking Baker Mayfield jersey, by the way. As promised, I will wear this for the Super Bowl show, and then I will burn this next to Joel's trailer.
I know. I'm so fucking bored. I'm betting on the Australian Open.
I know.
Winning bets on the Australian Open.
I am.
Winning
Come on now.
Bets. You're taking Bob's picks? Bob's pretty good at it.
No, I asked Bob, but yeah, he confirmed. I faded Alcaraz.
I told him to take Zverev over Alcaraz.
Oh, wow. What did that pay off at?
It was like almost 4-1.
Shit. That's a baller move right there.
What can I say?
Hey, Joker's going to win again, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty easily here.
I got a little money line parlay with Djokovic and the Niners. Pays out at like -120. It's not bad.
To win, you got the Niners winning the Super Bowl?
No. Niners to beat Lions, money line.
I like
and
that.
Djokovic.
Actually. You're fine.
-120 is not bad.
No, you're good. You're good on that. I like that bet. That's fine. Before we get to the picks, let's give you our sponsors here. As always, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I know there's only 2 games on Sunday. However, there's 350 prop bets available on each game. So, I mean, we're going to go yard with this today, and I'm going to parlay all this shit together, same as I did last weekend. There's a bunch of listeners, man, because I always post the bets in Drinking Bros Sports Facebook over there. I should start drinking, I think. There's some listeners in there who are really fucking good at parlaying these prop bets together with players. Fuck, dude. There was a dude who won close to $5,000. It was 8 different player prop bets from last weekend.
Well, you remember, we've talked about this before on the show in the past. My bookie like straight up told us, they were like, prop bets are, we have much less of an advantage.
I agree.
Than straight up lines and stuff like that. Like, not money line. The game lines are where the house has the biggest advantage.
Correct. Because if you know a player is going to explode, we need some great odds on these guys, and that's fun. We'll go over some of them here as we go. But all of our bets are on MyBookie.com. All the odds we're going to read are from MyBookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got BioProteinTech.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS going to get you $30 off your first subscription over there. All right, guys, here's why your hormones suck. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you gotta have adequate growth hormone. More specifically, its end result, which is growth factors. BioPro Plus gives you back these growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits. All of this at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. Look, man, I've looked into it. If you're doing HGH, first of all, it's a needle injection in your fucking stomach every day. Sucks. You got to do it for the rest of your life. That sucks. And it's very, very expensive. It'll run you anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800 a month, somewhere in there. That's saved for like the guys who are doing Avengers movies and shit like that. Let's face it. This fraction of the cost, and it's great. Look, you just pop in a little vial underneath your tongue, good to go. You'll feel a little sting right underneath that tongue before night time. You're going to get a great night's sleep, great recovery, you'll be ready to rock for your workouts the next day. Some people even say it improves your sexual prowess. Look at you out there. Not that you need it. BioPro Plus is getting real guys, real results, and really, really fast. A lot of these people have seen results in days instead of months. And if you're over 30, now's the time you want to take this. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to BioProteinTech.com. To learn more, or click the link in the audio description down here. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order. D'Anthony and I have been taking this for about 4 months now. I feel great. I feel alive and alert, sometimes too alert. Dang it. Next up, if you want to go to these games this weekend, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. Man, those Niners tickets are expensive, though. Fucking A. It's the Silicon Valley dicks.
It's the Silicon Valley assholes. They're the ones that drove up the Warriors prices, right, for all those years.
They're doing it for this game.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do it for the Super Bowl if they end up making it.
Yeah.
Just giving you a heads up.
It's also, it's like a historic fan base too, right? Like they have real fans.
It's a legacy. I mean, they've been great for how many years now? 40?
Yeah. They're waiting for that dynasty to restart though. They think they finally have it.
They're close. If they get a quarterback, man, they'll have it. Remember the offseason? I screamed, just sign Lamar Jackson to this team and you'll win the Super Bowl.
Imagine?
They're both there. They're both there.
The fucking Death Star Niners would be if they had Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely.
And I like Brock Purdy. I'm not a Purdy hater.
I know you are. We'll get to it.
Lamar Jackson is still better than Brock Purdy.
Like, you mean two-time MVP?
Yeah.
He was right there.
You're going to take it over Brock Purdy as two-time MVP?
There, dude. He was right there.
Baltimore, by the way, I mean, I guess if you're a Baltimore fan and you were calling for Lamar to be traded this offseason or whatever, move on, you don't get to celebrate anything.
They weren't.
You don't deserve anything.
Nobody was.
Everyone was like, this is insane.
I follow the message boards and Twitter and all that stuff pretty closely, and nobody was calling for Lamar's exit. They were calling for them to get him some help.
Yeah, they're like, re-sign him, you psychopath.
Just get him a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just get him a fucking wide receiver, which they didn't do. They got OBJ, a fucking old-ass OBJ who hasn't done dick this year. But no, they all wanted him back, so I'll give you that, their fan base. Now, the 49ers fan base, it seems like it's 80-20 who turned against Purdy on Twitter on Sunday over there. We'll find out.
The Ravens did get a weapon, though.
Who?
I like Isaiah Likely out of Coastal.
I do, too, but that was a late-round pick. Mm-hmm.
Third round. Yeah.
Yeah, he's turned into something, and I like him a lot. I think he could be very good. Give him some time there, but I'm talking about a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, we just read the draft board here coming up. I mean, you got three unbelievable wide receivers here in the first round.
Zay Flowers, though, really good, too. Mark Andrews.
He could be good.
When he's back, Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely, just a 1-2 tight end combo.
Supposed to be back for the Super Bowl. We will see. Last but not least, we got hardasseltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, and Ohio. Every single Total Wines down here in the South, all throughout Texas. I know they're sold out of a lot of places. People are texting me, hey, dude, I was just the fucking Total Wines and Bee Cave and Brody. They're sold out. We're restocking as quickly as possible. We greatly appreciate your support. We're in the HEBs. If you're at the fucking Nutty Brown over here in Austin, right by the studio, they're all stocked up. Plano's all stocked up at the HEB. Dallas is all stocked up over there. Total Wines all throughout the rest of the Southeast is good to go. If you're watching these games at a sports bar, like Ohio, if you're in Columbus, go to Short North Pint House, go to the Standard Hall there, go to Urban Myers, Pint House out there in Dublin, Ohio. If you're in Tuscaloosa down there, head on down to Ramajama, or head on over to Corks and Top, grab a 12-pack and take it home. Auburn's got Tiger Liquors there on campus, and brunches, dude, in Wilmington, North Carolina's got the games on. So does Whiskey Creek out there. My favorites. It's where I take my kids to get their fucking buffalo tenders, brother. We're also in that Total Wine in there in Wilmington, North Carolina as well. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama and over 300 locations in Georgia. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Check the store locator. Type in your city or zip, and it'll pop up the store nearest you. Just sold out of Athens, Georgia last night.
Hell yeah.
A buddy of mine's son goes to the University of Georgia. He was like, I got the last cases. Awesome, man. Thank you for all the support. We also still ship right to your house if you're not in one of those states or surrounding states. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. All right, let's hop into the first game here. I almost wish this was last.
I want this to be the night game.
I did too. I did too. Nothing you can do, though, because, you know, West Coast team and all that other shit. So yeah. I get it. However, this definitely should be the night game. It is the Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens. This is Ravens -3.5 at home, over under 44.5. Bob, who you got?
First, love the under. Two elite defenses, two offenses with MVP quarterbacks, but not a ton of help. Uh-huh. And I think it's going to be more of a defensive struggle than people maybe give it credit for. But dude, I'm taking fucking Mahomes. I'm taking the Chiefs money line. I know Lamar Jackson finally got to the championship game. That's dope. That's all well and good. Still beat it like what, a 9-8 team to get there? Were they 10-7?
10-7, yeah. Yeah. Texans were 10-7 with a rookie quarterback. Yeah.
I like the fucking Chiefs here, man. And also just like Chiefs money line in the playoffs.
It's pretty much a lock every time. Look, man, I've won the last six Super Bowls. I typically lean on the quarterback, whoever that is, on the show, and it's Mahomes. I was the only guy to pick him last year for the Super Bowl, and it was only for him. I mean, they don't have the talent. What he's able to do in these situations is still fucking phenomenal. Plus, you're going to give me 3.5 points because the pressure is on Lamar here. Mahomes 100%. Has done this every single year.
100%.
6-for-6. This is his sixth AFC championship game in 6 years. Yeah. Like, it's nuts what he's doing. And so, no, I'm not betting against him.
The narrative pops right back up if Lamar loses to this team. I mean, there's no shame in losing to the Chiefs, but people will talk about it.
They will, and I'll say this. I think it's extremely unfair, especially this year, if that's what ends up happening. That money line is +165, too.
Yeah.
God damn, that's juicy. It's extremely unfair this year. Lamar Jackson has truly carried this team literally on his shoulders.
The way we talk about Mahomes the last 2 years, that's basically been Lamar Jackson his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, there's no one else. I know he had Hollywood for a minute, Hollywood Brown, but Hollywood Brown is like,
he's okay.
Yeah.
He's not a one. He's not a true number one.
I mean, Lamar Jackson is, he's always had a great coach.
Yep.
Never had a lot of help on the field.
Always had a good defense.
Yeah.
There's just never any offensive weapons besides Andrews. And unfortunately, Andrews is out. I think this is a big ask for Lamar Jackson to win a Super Bowl on his fucking own down there.
And this Chiefs it's really the Chiefs defense is just so fucking good. And I think, I said this on multiple shows, the Chiefs played this type of team last week.
Yep.
And didn't give up a single play of over 20 yards. I assume they're going to probably just try to make sure Lamar doesn't burn them and like with his legs, and they'll be like, all right, throw it.
Yeah.
Throw it. We got Snead. We got a good secondary. I mean, every level of their defense is good. They're not gonna probably sack him a lot unless they make him run, unless it's like a coverage sack.
And you're gonna have to put a spy on him, obviously.
Yep.
Because he's, you know, averaging what I think he ran for 100 last week and 11 carries.
Yeah.
So he's gonna have to run the ball because they don't have any running backs either. It's running back by committee. Each of them are getting like 8 carries apiece. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck is going on
here? They don't have anything there. It's brutal.
Yeah, they've overachieved, in my opinion. And I think if the Chiefs win, it is really unfair to put this on Lamar this year.
I mean, credit to them. Like, they beat the Niners and the Ravens have. They really, like, I think they kind of only lost to... Really, they only lost 3 games because they didn't play the last week of the year.
Yeah.
Right? They had already clinched, so they didn't even need to play that game. So two of their losses are to the Steelers, an in-division rival. Mm-hmm. And one of those losses wasn't even a real loss.
Right.
Right? And then who else did they lose to? The Browns, another division rival, who had an insane defense. And then a random loss to the Colts. So they've beaten pretty much everyone. They've beaten everyone they've played.
They beat the brakes off the Chiefs.
Kind of handily. They didn't play the Chiefs this year.
Wasn't them?
No, they beat the brakes off the 49ers, though.
That's it.
And then beat the 49ers. Shit. Not that this is that impressive, but beat the shit out of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And that was a road win for the Ravens. They also beat the shit out of the Lions.
Yeah.
And they did also beat the Browns earlier in the year. I mean, like, they've got good wins up and down. They beat the shit out of the Seahawks. That's, you know.
Yeah.
They got good wins up and down. I'm just, give me the Chiefs. And also, Taylor's going to the Super Bowl.
I know. Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl.
That's...
We're not stopping this.
Dread it. Run from it.
I love it.
I know. I love it.
I want to see it.
I'm all about it.
I want to see it. I love the excitement, the pageantry, all of it, dude.
And I want 2 more weeks of shirtless Jason Kelce getting frat guy blackout drunk next to Taylor fucking Swift.
Same. I want his wife pissed off in the booth.
Did you see that?
Was there was an explanation for it. I don't really.
He says he does it all the time, but did you hear what Jason Kelce said on his podcast about, like, to his wife about that whole situation?
Mm-mm.
First off, he said he drank 40 Miller Lights that day.
Probably true.
Yeah. Secondly, he said when they were walking into the suite, he was like, babe, just so you know, my shirt's coming off as soon as we get in there. And she was like, don't you dare. They had never they had never met Taylor.
You're kidding.
This was the first time. That game was the first time they met Taylor Swift.
Well, that's what I heard, but I didn't know if that was confirmed.
And he was like, I don't care. I'm getting blackout drunk, and I'm popping my shirt off. And she was like, don't you dare. And he's like, babe, what do you even care? Like, apparently, he said on the story on the podcast was on their first date. He said, babe, on our first date, I got blackout drunk and fell asleep at the bar, and you married me.
Yeah, he said that in the documentary.
Yeah.
And he had to call her, I guess, the next day and say, I apologize for falling asleep. Can we try this again? And she was like, yeah, I guess. Well, you know, we'll figure it out. He's a fucking animal. Helps, I love all of it.
Helps when you're a millionaire.
Oh, it sure does.
Right.
Sure does.
You're not doing that for a truck driver who looks exactly like Jason Kelsey. That guy falls asleep at the bar on you.
See you later.
Blackout drunk. Yeah, that's
bye.
There's no do-overs.
No, no. I'm looking at some of these props here. First player to score a touchdown. Ooh, these are juicy too, man.
I kind of
Lamar Jackson 6-1.
Why not?
Isaiah Pacheco 750, 7.5-1.
I like
Kelsey 8-1.
I like Pacheco, especially because Pacheco and Kelsey, especially because they fucked up that touchdown last weekend with Mecole Hardman, where they got too cute in the red zone. Wouldn't surprise me if Andy just says fuck it and finally hands. You know what I mean?
This I agree. Is like,
so I think Pacheco is a pretty good bet for sure.
Mark Andrews is on here. Is he playing this week? Can you look that up real quick?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be healthy towards the. They said towards the end of the playoffs, probably the Super Bowl. Is he back this week? If so, shit.
Reportedly set to return.
Yeah.
Wow. That can make a huge difference in this game. All right. So I'm going to take the over then. If he's playing, I'm taking the over in this game as well. I think 44.5 is low. This will be in teasers and everything else as well. If he's playing, it's probably a 28-24 game somewhere in there. Yeah, I'm in on this if Mark Andrews is playing.
What time is the game?
It's the first one. So
yeah, so it's 3-ish.
Yeah.
There's going to be rain that day, but mostly in the morning.
Right.
There's a 25% chance of rain, 25 to 15% chance of rain during the span of the game.
Okay. So he's on the board at 11-1 here.
All right. I like
for a tutty.
I like Pacheco.
So do I. Sure. Hey, Pat Mahomes, 28-1.
Yeah, he might scoot it in.
Run it in.
Yeah. One thing I really like, so sometimes they do pass attempts and pass completions.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pass attempts up yet. I would look out for that. But even completions, I kind of think they're going to make Lamar throw the ball.
I do too.
So I would prefer to bet attempts.
Yards are up right now.
Yeah, yards are up.
Okay, so yards are up right now. Plus, let's see, starts at 193 yards for Lamar. He hasn't really hit that.
I don't like the yards. I would really prefer attempts, but if I had to just go with completions, you can get 20 plus completions for -125 or 22 plus completions for +140. I think they're gonna make him throw the ball.
Here's
and if Andrews is playing, by
I know,
the way
I know here's an interesting one. Pat Mahomes 250 yards +110. I think he'll get to 250.
Ravens defense real good.
Ravens defense good,
and but
like elite. I know they
he's
don't
still
have,
gonna have to throw the fucking ball.
They don't have a ton of like names, obviously, on that defense. Other than
they're just very
Roquan
good.
Smith.
Yeah, exactly. And they just play together well.
They play together really well.
Yeah.
I kind of think Mahomes hasn't been putting up yards like he usually has, mostly just because
he's got dog shit players.
He's got dog shit players, and they're a lot more balanced. So. What was the number? How over what?
250.
Okay, he had 262 yards against the Dolphins, and what do you have against the Bills?
I would.
He only had 215 against the Bills.
I would smash it on under.
I kind of feel under. I feel like they're going to be
250.
I think they're going to be a really balanced offense. Like okay. I think they're, and also
I think the game's an under too. I think this is like a classic 17-13 game.
Yeah, I think it's tight, but I think it's going to be a more of a defensive battle than people think.
All right, I'm going with points here.
Okay.
I think everybody's hyped up. I think, look, Chiefs came out firing last week.
They couldn't be stopped.
No, man. So if they play like that, who knows? It's so hard to tell because the Ravens played the Texans.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Got after him.
They did, but it's a rookie quarterback, and it's, you know, it wasn't the challenge they needed. Same with 49ers last week. They played Green Bay, overachieving quarterback as well out of Green Bay. So
I love D'Amico Ryans, but that's still kind of like a young coach. Like even LaFleur on Green Bay is more tenured than him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, so you got a really young coach against like maybe right as of now, the most veteran coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like close to it, if not the most.
Another bet to watch out for here, total touchdowns passing wise. Lamar Jackson at two touchdowns is plus 140. He's going to have to throw two touchdowns.
If they get that close, not necessarily.
He just scrambles.
Or
in.
Him running in himself.
Yeah. If I could just get a total touchdown, like total touchdowns responsible for.
He might not throw two. He might run for three, but.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've got him under running back props here.
Yeah, they do have rushing yard props for,
they do.
For Lamar.
Yeah. What do we got here? 96 yards is at plus 200. I don't think he's getting that.
No. That's a lot. I think
he might have to, though.
I think they're going to make him throw. Mm-hmm. And sacks take away rushing yards, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, if the Ravens win, kneel downs also erase rushing yards.
They sure do.
I lost a lot of money on that when Mahomes won the Super Bowl against the Niners.
That makes sense, but they do not lose yards on sacks.
Oh,
that's
passing yards?
No, it's just the NFL. They don't do that. That's college football they do.
College football they do, not the NFL. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I got that mixed up then. Sorry.
That's all right. Player carries. God, I mean, these players for Baltimore, Justice Hill. Is that? I mean, that's a real person that we've never really heard of there out there. I mean, he is nothing out there. Now, here's player carries. Lamar Jackson, 10-plus carries. Yes, he's definitely going to have to do that, right?
He probably will, yeah.
I don't think he's going to have a choice.
10-plus carries. A sack counts as a carry, though, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't at all?
NFL, unless if you NFL roll out. NFL does not affect sacks.
It affects passing yards, by the way. I just looked it up. It does affect passing yards. So it's negative passing yards, not negative rushing yards.
It's not that either.
Yes, it is.
They also don't count as negative passing yards against the quarterback.
Yes, it does.
No.
I literally am looking at it right now.
Yeah, it does
I am
not.
Looking at it right now, too. The NFL subtracts yards lost due to sacks from count? Team's passing totals.
Yeah, team's passing total, not the NFL. Not the his player. Passing okay. total.
All right, all
not
right.
the individual player, though.
God damn it. I'm going to kill myself.
That's fine. No, I would. I think the suicide prevention show is running on the other channel right now.
Okay,
so
I'm going to turn that on just to talk myself out of what I'm about to do to myself.
That's fine. Did you look at any of these alt lines, though? What is your overall prediction for this game? Is it super close? Do you think it's a touchdown? Do you think it's a field goal on this one?
It's one score.
It is one score?
I don't know if touchdown or field goal, but I think one score. I think someone's going to have the ball late with a chance to tie or win.
I think the best bet this weekend is a two-team teaser. 49ers win. Chiefs +9.
Oh, teasing it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you could also tease that 49ers game down to zero if you wanted to.
That's what, well,
make them a pick 'em.
A six-point teaser, it's -1. They're going to win by one.
Yeah, for sure. If you're looking at these alt lines here, I mean, let's get weird with it. If you believe that the Chiefs are going to win by a touchdown, you could take this alt line at Chiefs -6.5. That pays off at 3-1. I mean, that's a fucking big boy total there. I could see this being a touchdown game. Where
yeah,
like,
yeah,
right,
seven.
Cool.
Lamar's driving late to tie it.
To tie it, and that's what it is.
If you want to get...
I am going to get weird. So, again, sign up for Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook. I put all my bet slips in there. I get fucking weird on these games. Last weekend, it's like a beautiful mind or a Minority Report. I'm just shifting all these things. They all happened. But, I mean... The way that my bookie lets you bet on these goddamn things, I had 7 different parlays going on these. I mean, so many options.
You just
here.
Fucking.
I love it. I love this goddamn site. That's exactly what it is, where I'm just like, and they hit, and I know they're weird, but I'm going to get into this weird shit.
All right.
Will be one of them.
I'll give you a weird one if you want to get weird.
Okay.
You're going to disagree with it, but Dan might agree with it.
Okay.
Alt line under 39.5.
Okay.
+170.
That's not juicy enough.
That's a 21.
Or +155. Sorry. Under 39.5, +155.
That's
155
not juicy.
Like is it? Decent, but that's a 21-20 game. So you'd need under that, obviously.
Yep.
You think it's going to be like 17-13 then?
I think it's going to be a defensive struggle.
I agree, but that's not juicy enough.
Okay.
Under 39.5 for +155, that needs to be at least 2-1.
Okay. All right. But either way, you got the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I got the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. Delco?
I feel like it's inevitable.
I know. I did too. I did too. I went back, by the way, and looked at our, we do this way too early prediction show every single year. My prediction was Chiefs 49ers repeat in this. Yeah. And that's exactly
it's gonna
what
suck.
This is shaping up to be.
It's going
to
suck.
That's boring.
I would rather, like, of all the teams I'm cheering for, obviously Detroit, and then I would like to see Lamar win a Super Bowl.
Don't really care if he wins the Super Bowl.
I do. I like Lamar. Lamar's cool.
He's okay.
He deserves one. He deserves one.
He's like a pretty, like, I don't know, chill, awesome dude.
Yeah. Look, nothing wrong with him. But as far as quarterback-wise, who I like to watch play, I'm just a big fan of Mahomes. I just like watching him play.
Yeah. I heard somebody kind of make this comparison that Mahomes right now is Brady. He's got the rings. But Lamar is Peyton with all the MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he hasn't had the postseason success yet.
Except that's a horrible analogy because Mahomes has two MVPs and better like statistics.
Yeah, but Brady also had MVPs and Super Bowls. But like right now, early stage Brady management.
Brady didn't have early MVPs though.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so like, it's not a perfect analogy, but like,
I would go beyond. Not
essentially,
perfect.
They're saying Lamar is early stage Peyton Manning without the rings.
I love the hatred you guys have for each other today. It makes my heart warm. In a Baker Mayfield jersey, makes my heart warm, and I like it.
Doesn't know the NFL that well.
I like it. No, it's fine. Look, Bob's been on the right side of history. Shit, him and I picked the national champions, and I think the fucking Chiefs we had both to win this year.
And I might have lazily picked them again. I don't even fucking know.
Sorry, I had too much faith in your Ohio State.
No, look, I told you we ain't got a quarterback, fam. That proved to be true. That's why I couldn't even bet on him. When the diehard Ohio State fan bets on their rival to win the goddamn national championship preseason, Jesus Christ, you should have known then we didn't have a fucking quarterback.
Also,
I tried to tell you.
Not my analogy. Like I said, I saw somebody throw this out.
I know, but you said it was a good analogy. And I said,
I didn't say it was good. I just said somebody threw it out.
Okay. Well, it's not great. We'll move on to the Lions versus the 49ers game here. This is San Fran, -7 at home, over under of 51 in this game. Who you got, Bob?
So I think Schefter was just on McAfee today saying that Debo Samuel's 50-50 if he plays or not.
He ain't playing.
And even if he does play, he won't be full strength.
No.
They're like significantly worse without Debo Samuel for whatever reason.
Now, when you say they, who do you mean? The 49ers?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just think it's one person who's significantly worse. But
well,
I don't think the rest of the team is fine.
It has
a ripple effect. One guy, I think that is significantly worse without him.
I would say, I mean, pulling the cord now, like, yeah, man, give me the Lions to cover. Give me Lions.
Really?
Yeah. Without Debo?
I hope. Lions fans, even though I don't like the fucking strange arrogance you guys have and the fucking vitriol and all that other stuff, it's not that. It's when you've never been there before, I don't really understand we're going to fucking kill you. The messages that people are posting inside Drinking Bros Sports are just so violent.
They're letting out. It's Detroit.
Yeah. I know. I get it. Detroit wants to be Philly, right? Because Philly fans are already shitty. I think Detroit fans were probably already shitty as well. Now they're able to move their shittiness into a great team.
I think all fans
are
shitty. Let's be real. The NFL, everyone's a shitty fan. They just are. It's a trash fan base for the sport in general. Is not highly educated. It just is what it is. You know?
It actually might be the lowest level of education for any major sport in the U.S. In terms of fans.
What does that say about our country that it's the highest rated thing of all time? These ratings, by the way,
it's the sport for the people. I'm not saying it's in a bad way. I think we should be trash fans. Embrace the like just dirt baggery.
So we don't have that in Atlanta. It's just I didn't grow up with it. I guess we were just always so terrible that it never connected. Also, Atlanta is a transplant city. So it's people that aren't from Georgia,
right,
who are there. So it's one of those things where it's like, it's not real people.
But what's better than like Detroit fans, Bills fans, even Eagles fans, even, you know what? I'll give credit to fucking like before they were really good Patriot fans, like Boston, even the New York fans.
Nah,
I like guys that are like passionate and give a shit about their team.
So do I. I had a real hard time with the Stafford shit. He almost died for you guys.
Who
literally
cares?
Almost died for your sins.
Boo everyone. Boo your own team, like I said before.
Well, they'll be able to on Sunday because I don't think the Lions are going to win this game. Unfortunately,
the NFL actually beats baseball for average fan IQ.
Who is it really?
Yeah, how? Number one, WWE, highest IQ.
They just paid $10 billion to stream it on Netflix. That's why.
For just Monday Night Raw, too.
Let's go.
It goes WWE, NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB, and then last, probably unsurprisingly, NASCAR.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. That seems like an unnecessary shot you took.
You know what? True. Even the every listener would have guessed it. If if I could give him a list and like you pick which one you think's the dumbest.
I would have already called it too. I would have already called it too. All right, so here's where my money's going on this. I'm going San Fran -6.5. And look, if Debo's out, I think they will struggle. However, I think at this stage, and it sucks. By the way, I want the Lions to win. I'd be happy to lose this money if they did because I want to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. But I think at this stage, the lights are too bright. San Fran has been here before. I don't think they're going to choke it away. They'll choke it away in the Super Bowl for sure, but just now. And I think Goff ends up throwing two or three picks. That defense steps up. And I think 49ers probably win by two touchdowns.
So he's been on a bit of a heater. He has no interceptions. I think he's thrown like 7 touchdowns or something. Yeah. He's going off. And there's a statistic right now. I believe every team in the playoffs remaining, their quarterback has not thrown an interception.
Well, I do want to remind the audience.
Other than Purdy almost throwing like 3.
Yeah, probably should have last week. I do want to remind the audience, Detroit has not beaten a team under 8 losses the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they go up against someone good, anyone good.
What do you mean? They beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, are we counting that game?
Yes.
Fine.
It's a road
21-20 without Chris Jones, without fucking Travis Kelce. Week one, fine. They beat the Chiefs. So besides the Chiefs, the other 16 games, they've not beaten anyone. That is more than 8 losses. So there we are. And I don't think this is going to happen here in this one. This is Niners -6.5. I always knock it down a half just in case there. But I'm on the other side of this, though. I'm actually going to take the under in this game. And at 51, I'm going to probably jack it up, too, and parlays and all that other stuff. Yeah, I feel like this will probably be a lower scoring game.
Yeah.
I think Purdy could be nervous, and I think Goff could also be nervous to start with. And I think it's probably a low-scoring game through half. Niners pull away in the second half.
Okay. I think, I'm taking the points for the game. Over under, I don't know. It's kind of right there.
It's a lot. 51?
Yeah. I mean,
especially if Debo doesn't play.
They hit it last week. Didn't hit it the week before, the Lions. I don't even know what the Niners. I think the Niners might have hit it last week.
But Lions defense isn't great.
It's not, especially the secondary. But Debo not being there gives them a break.
But if I'm the Niners, I just hand it off to McCaffrey and run him into the fucking ground. And he's got 2 weeks to rest for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why risk it?
I go under. I kind of think under.
Yeah.
I do like, in terms of player props, though, Jared Goff is plus money to have more than 26 completions. Again, I want to wait to see if they put attempts because I think his attempts are going to be high. Especially if they're
50, 48.
I mean, they're trailing, especially like it's,
yeah.
It's,
he's gonna have to chuck. Yeah. I'm with you. That's a good one. And then as far as the player prompts go, these first people to score are really fucking fun on here. God, these odds are so good. I always end up doing it. Like Sam Laporta is 12-1 here. Fuck. Even Christian McCaffrey's at 3.5. There's so many good ones here. One of these has got to hit. I've been this close the last 2 weeks. I got the second touchdown, not the first on this. I'm going to get one of these motherfuckers, though, and I'm amped about it. But look, again, Lions fans, I would be more than happy to see Detroit in the Super Bowl. I think it'd be hilarious. I think it'd be awesome. I don't really like Purdy or this 49ers team that much.
They're kind of, I mean, they're sweet. They're like cool, but they're kind of boring. Somehow they're kind of boring. Whereas the Lions, like, just based on all the years I've been alive watching football would be such just a shock to see in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Unfucking thinkable.
Give us the Hood Super Bowl we deserve.
Oh, Detroit.
Give me Detroit, Baltimore.
Baltimore would be dirty, wouldn't it? Man. 8 Mile against the Wire.
Do it for the culture.
It would be fun. It would be the dirtiest, most disgusting Super Bowl ever, and it would be a fun one for sure. Like, that's one you go to and you're probably getting shivved out in the parking lot. I don't think they can afford to go into the game, but they're definitely
on the strip.
Pre-game.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there'd be so many fights on the strip.
I don't know what the Lions fans would do if they actually went to the Super Bowl.
There'd be a lot more homes foreclosed on in the next couple weeks in Detroit. It'd be like one of those. It would be like right after the financial crash where you could buy a whole block in Detroit for like $40.
Thinking about a second mortgage.
Yeah,
that's what they're going to have to do.
They're going to have to take a lien out on their house. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be worth it. They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Let's look up, just out of curiosity, hear what the Super Bowl tickets are going for today.
I don't think we'd have to worry about it. Benny doesn't have to worry about it. The prices will still be high because these two franchises, yes, they're fans. They've been whatever life savings they have, whatever assets they have, they're all being sold. They're all just going towards tickets.
All right. They've dropped. They're down to $7,000. They started at $8,000. So they've dropped $1,000 in the last week. I'm assuming that was who lost last week? Eagles are out of there. That's
Green
a good
Bay.
Fan base. Oh, shit. Green Bay, dude. Yeah.
Last week, the Eagles weren't in.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So it was Bills, too.
Oh, Green Bills. Bay and Bills. Shit. That's it. Bills would have been a big one. God damn, dude. Could you imagine?
I mean, they're just, they're the same as Detroit to me. Like, you know, taking out a lien and shit to get there.
Yeah, but that fan base just smashing at the other tables and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like,
little payday loan?
I would have tried to gone.
It's absolutely a payday loan, yeah. And then it's like, it's all right, babe, I'm winning it back on the tables.
Yeah.
Exactly. But these four teams, for me personally, I've been to quite a few Super Bowls, obviously. They don't get my dick hard to go out and see these. If it was Detroit, Baltimore, I'd try to make the effort.
But yeah.
If it's Chiefs 49ers again, it's fun. It's better to watch on TV. Yawn. Yeah. I agree. And if there's a late call in that Chiefs game, you know it's going KC's way.
Going, yeah.
Goodell has made that call, Ravens fans.
He
so just know it.
Taylor Swift in a suite at the Super Bowl.
You need to be up by 10 with a minute and a half left, Ravens, because they're gonna get the calls.
That's the only way she's gonna be there. Like, you might be thinking to yourself, like, oh well, maybe that she could just go anyway, and her and Travis Kelce can be there. Then get her. No, she's in Japan.
Yep,
on tour. I imagine she would come back to see the Super Bowl for a couple days.
He will fly out to Japan to be with her. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
he didn't give a shit about these two teams.
No, yeah, exactly. But if they make the Super Bowl, she'll fly back. She'll get hop on a PJ, come 100%. Back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, she'll be there.
Yeah.
At game time, dude. And it's that camera's going to have a million cutaways.
Especially since the rumors are they're already engaged.
Do you believe that?
Kinda. Man. They're both in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
You know.
It would make sense, and especially because her houses keep getting broken into by weirdos. Another guy just got arrested 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That's the dude you want in the house with you.
Right? You want a 6'5", man.
Yep, you sure do, who's just a fucking animal.
Yes.
And his brother at those family functions. What a blast.
How do you go back to a fucking the Twinkie actors or musicians?
Or John Mayer. Yeah. Exactly, dude. I don't know.
You can't go back
to agree. I agree. I think it's the right move. He's always been in love with her. So, like, shit. It works. Actually works.
You know he's just power fucking her. Just day in, day out, whenever they see each other.
Yeah. It's a fucking... He's just fucking laying railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just probably.
Absolutely.
Probably. Because if you go back and look at his, like, Cincinnati days of, like, who he was, dude, you know he's just a fucking dirtbag deep down. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going for it.
Yeah, he's got, like, humble roots.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, like, this big-time prospect. Nope. Same with his brother.
Yeah.
You know, they just went to University of Cincinnati, did their thing. And so I think there's a little part of that Taylor might appreciate that he had, like, he wasn't necessarily, obviously, he's physically and genetically gifted, but he still had to work his way up.
He sure did. And man, he might have just landed the biggest fish on the planet.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is Taylor Swift is the best catch he's ever made.
Anyone would ever make
all Jerry Rice's like postseason records within striking distance for Kelce in the next two games.
Are they really?
Yeah. So like he can, I believe, have the most touchdowns and catches that he can surpass
Jerry Rice in the next two games.
He's still a young dude, too, man.
34, I think.
I know. Right? And
he's
like,
the same. By the way, that's the same age as Gronk.
I know.
Who's been retired for like 3 years.
He couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. You know what else is weird about Gronk is he's just kind of disappeared to me.
I mean,
I haven't thought about it.
He's on the post-game show.
I know, yeah. But he's not great at it. So it's one of those things where it's fucking hard. Those speaking gigs on Amazon or Monday Night Football and all that other shit are really fucking hard, and it's hard to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
It's not an easy gig. I think that Amazon team fucking sucks with Richard Sherman and Fitzpatrick and those guys.
Most studio shows are unwatchable. God,
Tony Gonzalez is just unwatchable, and I love you as a player. You were great for the Falcons, but man, you're a fucking snooze.
There's only like one or two that I can even stomach.
The Manning cast is
but
awesome.
That's like during the show or during the game, right? So that's really just like inside the NBA.
I still like Romo. Romo and Jim Nance are good to me.
Yeah. There's plenty of booth guys I like.
Yeah.
But studio setups, like the Fox playoff baseball's okay. I like Ortiz and A-Rod and
I don't like Ortiz. He doesn't speak English. I can't understand a word those fucking guys say. You want to talk about the worst team ever?
Yeah.
Pedro?
Oh, that's bad.
How dare
Ortiz
you?
Ortiz and everybody else. I can't understand fucking word
those
guys
Pedro
say.
I thought Pedro was on TBS.
Pedro, by the way he sits in his chair, too, it's just...
Pedro's the
entire
best.
Fucking time. He sucks.
Pedro is by far, I think, in his prime, the greatest pitcher to ever play in the MLB.
Doesn't mean he can speak. I have to have the captions on my television to understand a word he's fucking saying. And he's awful.
Rob, how do you feel about that take?
I don't like Pedro in the studio.
I hate A-Rod, too.
I like
Poppy. By the way, I hate A-Rod.
I like A-Rod.
No, right. I meant pitching-wise. When he was in his prime, is he the most dominant pitcher to ever play?
No.
Close?
No, Randy Johnson.
I mean, you could make an argument for either one. Yeah. Well, I'll have to dive into those numbers. I don't think
Pedro.
It's a bad take.
I don't think so, man. I think it's inflated a little bit.
It's a really common take. People do say if you just take a five-year stretch, it's Pedro.
Well, a five-year, but, I mean, Maddox, Glavin, Schmaltz.
Yeah.
So many people. Randy Johnson. Curt Schilling. Don't sleep on Curt Schilling. I know he's a piece of shit.
I like Curt Schilling.
But he's a piece of shit.
I only like Curt Schilling after his career.
Yeah, for the memes.
Oh, okay. What an awful human being is.
His memes video, and video games.
The video games, really.
Outing his buddy with cancer and all that other stuff.
Wait, did Wakefield die?
He did.
He did die.
R.I.P. Yeah. It's a good thing that he announced it to everyone a week before his death, too. Yeah.
Well, it's one last knuckleball in Wakefield's life.
Boy, we'll end it there. Perfect. Wait, and we always end it dark in all these shows. You know the rules, kids. All right. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm happy and I'm sad about Sunday. Happy because I'm excited for these matchups and I want to watch them. Sad because that's it. We got one game after this. We got the Super Bowl. And if it is Chiefs and 49ers, like we all expect, yeesh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll watch, but I'm probably watching for Jason and Taylor. And
yeah. I'm watching the suite.
I'm watching for the exterior stuff, not so much the on-the-field stuff. So, it's Usher. God damn it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But we have, Reba?
Reba and Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Reba's great.
Pre-game,
I'll be there
and I'm ready.
Reba for sure. You know me.
I can't wait till those over-under numbers pop up on my bookie, dude. If it's a white, you bet the under on that national anthem, all right? Appreciate tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Hot Bob, Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the conference, is it?
Conference championship.
Conference championship. Uh-huh. I always say division, dude, and that's not correct. All right? It's not correct. It's the conference championship. Get off. Good night, everyone.